Hello, everyone. Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time once again to check the choice box beef trade from last week for week ending November 3rd, and also the finished cattle trade with Ed Serwin, USDA Market News out of Amarillo, Texas. Ed, how'd we do?
The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week at 192.74. That was $4 lower than the previous Friday after being over 198 on Tuesday as buyers began to pass those higher prices later in the week. The daily spot volume was almost 900 loads and represented approximately 13% of the total sales. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, including the spot trade, was at 195.92, which was about the same as the previous week. And that was due to the spot market trading higher early in the week and then dropping lower later in the week, and also due to the buffering effect that the formula trade has. The total reported box beef volume was 6,923 loads, which was 93 loads better than the previous week. And the formula trade decreased slightly, about 105 loads, and ended the week at 3,257 loads. The out-front sales were 1,072 loads, which was about 161 loads lower than last week. The big news, however, was the export trade at 1,077 loads, which was about 322 loads better than the previous week. Now, taking a look at the primal cut trade, most cuts saw considerable price declines. The outside primal cuts, the rounds and chucks, were $3 to $9 lower. The middle meats were mixed, with the loins trading $1 to $4 lower, but the ribs were the only primal cut that was $1 to $8 higher. 50% trimmings ended the week around $1 higher at 68, and that is after trading in an extremely wide range during the week from 63 to 69. Don't forget that the trimmings are the largest single contributor to the cutout and have traded in an extremely wide range the last few months. They peaked around 89 in May, then plummeted to 42 by August when there was large cold storage inventories, and have been working their way back since then. The cow cutout continues to trade in a very close range, but ended the week almost steady because 90% trimmings, which are the major contributing price factor, they were fully steady for the week. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, that was steady to $2 lower. Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico were steady at $1.27, while Kansas sold cattle $1 lower at $1.26. Nebraska traded 50 cents to $2 lower at $1.25 to $1.27, and Colorado was steady to 50 cents lower at $1.27, and Iowa was mostly steady at $1.25 to $1.26. The dress prices were pretty much steady to $2 lower at $195 to $198 in all areas. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1,278 pounds last week, and that was 8 pounds higher than the previous week, and that compares to 1,258 last year. The percent heifers dropped to 35% from 40% the previous week, and then percent heifers has significant impact on the changes in those weights. The latest average national steer carcass weight dropped 1 pound to 879 pounds after setting the new all-time record at 880, which was 10 pounds over the previous record set in 2009. And that compares to 862 pounds last year and 861 pounds in 2010, and continues to add tonnage, offsetting most of the impact from the decline in the numbers on the FIS slaughter. The front month of October closed at 125.42 on Friday, which was essentially steady with the previous week. Now, taking a look at the feeder cattle trade, in the Southern Plains, it was mostly steady to $3 lower in most auctions, but a few of them saw slightly higher prices on yearlings. The stocker cattle and calf prices showed even more variety in trends, and they were quoted from $3 lower to $4 higher. Wheat pasture conditions, which started out looking really good, are now starting to show serious signs of stress, particularly in the dryland fields, because of the lack of subsoil moisture and the insufficient rains the last couple of weeks. The 500 to 600-pound steers traded mostly at 148 to 175, with fewer prices on the top end. The yearlings traded at those 7 to 750-pound steers, they traded at 141 to 148. And those 8 to 850-pound steers at area auctions were 139 to 146. The Texas Direct Trade reported 14,000 head in sales that were steady to $1 lower. There was a limited test of current cattle with only 600 head of 750 to 800 pound steers trading at 140 to 144 current FOB. And those 800 head steers, they were at 140 to 146, and there was only about 800 head of those actually at current FOB. The nearby CME feeder cattle month ended the week at 144.90, which was about 40 cents lower compared to the previous Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.